This is Carrie Meldon, a lawyer with Meldon Law, and we're here live on Law Talk Live. It is a crisp October, I would say fall morning here in Gainesville, Florida. We're live in studios. This is a live call-in show. We take calls throughout the show. If you have any questions regarding any legal matter whatsoever, we can try to answer those questions. I've got Greg here in the office, and we're going to be having some fun. Oh, and Jeffrey just stopped in too. That's awesome. He'll talk about his event this morning. But that was a welcome distraction. Jeffrey, welcome to the studios.
Hey, thanks, Carrie. What an event this morning. We did the walk to end Alzheimer's, and there must have been 1,000 people out there walking. What an amazing event. We were really proud to be the presenting sponsor, and we're going to keep supporting the Alzheimer's group for the rest of the year. We are on our way to find a cure for Alzheimer's, and it's very, very important. Just go to alzheimers.org, find out more, and there's lots of things that are going on, positive moves within the community for Alzheimer's, dementia, and all other forms of mental disease. So let's get behind them. And by the way, Carrie, we got the Tom Petty Festival coming up today.
We do. Going back to Alzheimer's, there is no cure for Alzheimer's, correct?
Well, the FDA is actually reviewing a drug which will decrease the advancement of Alzheimer's by almost 30%.
So when you support causes such as, you know, the cure for Alzheimer's, there is some results that occur from supporting those causes, both financially and by supporting events such as this morning's walk for Alzheimer's.
Yeah, the National Alzheimer's Association is raising and donating over $300 million per year to help find cures for Alzheimer's and dementia, and it's actually one of the most exciting times in our lives where there's actually cures on the horizon. So it may not be 100% cure, but for somebody to get 30 or 40 or 50% reduction in their symptoms can be a huge game changer.
Great. So what you're hearing out there is that everything that you do to help these causes, such as dementia or cancer or fighting cancer, I should say, or fighting dystonia, these things actually have productive results that are changing people's lives.
Yeah, Carrie, didn't you interview the professor at the University of Florida Medical School, Michael, someone that was working on dystonia and Parkinson's, and internationally renowned people are right here in Gainesville, Florida at UF Health. Finding cures for diseases that afflict everyone that we in our families and people we know. So we're very proud to partner up and help make a difference.
Yeah, Dr. Okun is a doctor, a neurologist with the Center for, I believe it's called the Neurological Disease Center at UF Health. But regardless, he's one of the foremost scholars with regards to Alzheimer's and fighting Alzheimer's. He worked closely with Muhammad Ali, and he's also fighting another neurological disease called dystonia. We actually happen to be participating in their charity golf tournament this afternoon at 1 p.m., so I'll be there in supporting the fight against dystonia, which is a really peculiar disease because it's a neurological disease that results in physical defects that you can see. So it's kind of hitting you on both ends. It's very difficult for both the person suffering from it and their family. So obviously, it's always good to you know, bring up new things that people may not be aware of, and the fact that there are some advances actually with dystonia. There's been some incredible advances at UF Health, and UF Health is one of the foremost authorities with regards to fighting that neurological disorder. So it was very good. I'm glad you were able to go out there this morning, Jeffrey, and you know, help fight Alzheimer's and dementia and those mental diseases that are really sad because, you know, you see people, but they're not the same people that you remember them as these diseases progress. I think it's difficult for the family members even more so than the person suffering from it sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got Meldon Law is trying to help different causes within the community to help promote cures. And so we've got the walk for cancer this morning. Then we had the Alzheimer's walk. We have the Tyler's Hope, which is focused in on dystonia. And for those of you that want to go to a party from 11 till 1 today, come on down to the Matheson Museum, 500 East University Avenue. Meldon Law is throwing a big party for the Tom Petty Festival, celebrating the new exhibit at the Matheson Museum, all about the photography of John Moran when he was a young photographer, house photographer at the Great Southern Music Hall. So we got food and drinks. Come and join us. It's going to be a big time. And then the Tom Petty Festival at Heartwood starts at 1:30, and Meldon Law is sponsoring that. And we were there yesterday. Wow, Carrie, what a show. People are coming from all over the country. I was talking to a couple folks. One was came all the way from Oregon, Portland, Oregon. Another one from Boston. And they're like the Tom Petty Nation is really surrounding us in Gainesville, Florida at the Heartwood Sound Studio. So it's free, by the way. So just show up at the Heartwood Sound Studios. It goes from 1:30 today till 11 o'clock tonight. So, and what a beautiful day for a festival.
Oh, it's awesome. So, Jeffrey, what I have to ask, I know you're going to a break here, but what do you do in your spare time?
Well, Saturday is actually a busy day for us. Carrie, are you playing in the golf tournament?
Yep. And I'm going to be heading out because Jeffrey's here in the studio, so you don't need me. Oh, he does need me. Okay,
I gotta go set up at the Matheson.
Okay, well then I'll continue.
There you go.
I just wanted to stop in and give a plug to Alzheimer's and Tyler's Hope and everything else that's going on. So meet us over at the Tom Petty Festival. Come up and say hello. I'd love to see you.
All right. Well, there we go.
In 1971, we established the Meldon Law Firm, and since that time, the firm has been dedicated to getting the justice our clients deserve after being seriously injured in an accident. Our commitment to this community is paramount, and we won't back down in representing our clients. Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City.
Hello, we're back here at Law Talk Live. We had a surprise guest, Jeffrey Meldon, walking in the studio. I thought he was going to take it over, but I guess he's got to run. He's going to the Matheson Museum. He's going to support the Tom Petty Festival this weekend. It's a free event. There's a lot of really well-known bands that are going to be showing up at this event. If you guys want to know a few of them, I'll read them out real quick. It looks like tonight's set starts at 1:30 and goes through 10:40.
Wow.
And the there's both indoor and outdoor sets. There's Sam Pacetti, Hannah Harbor, Paul Zolo, the band Shine, Jeff Slate, Sousa Brass, Mud Pies, Tom Ledin, Rob Ellis, Nancy Luca, and then the headliner is a young musician called Jake Thistle, who apparently is like really, really well known. So for those listeners out there, it's located near downtown Gainesville. It's at the Heartwood Soundstage. And I implore anyone out there who likes rock and roll, wants to check out some cool Tom Petty type bands and and just enjoy Gainesville and great weather. Check it out. It's free. Why not?
You know, I got to say, and obviously I don't work for you guys. I'm just the radio guy here pushing buttons. But I got to say a big kudos to Meldon Law because you guys actually put, you know, action to the things that you support. It's very easy for somebody to throw their name on something and say, hey, you guys need to go do this. You need to go walk. You need to go be at this event. But the fact that you guys are there, you know, there's a lot of talk out there in your industry. But the fact that you guys are actually doing it and you're a part of our community, and when people show up to an event, you know, they're going to see Jeffrey out there, you know, or some of you guys. And to me, that is a whole different thing than just doing something for publicity or we want our name on something, we want to be seen. Doing is so much more than just talking.
Well, I promise you out there that I'm actually also practicing law. In fact,
yes, and it's your spare time.
The great thing about having Jeffrey is that he really it fills his cup to do all these marketing and going out in the community, and so it allows me to be back behind the scenes, you know, working a lot of hours, both litigating pre-lit, taking in new cases. The first thing I do when I wake up is check emails. The last thing I do before I go to bed is check emails.
Wow.
So we do practice law at Meldon Law as well as supporting the community.
But it's awesome that you do both. I mean, that's
yeah,
cool.
Well, it's cool that he gives me the freedom to be able to be a lawyer while he's out supporting these great causes.
Yeah, that's good
and,
to see.
And I like supporting him too. Heck, I mean, it's fun for me. But I want the listeners to know out there that we are a serious law firm. And that we want your case. I want the opportunity to be able to help you in court. And all you have to do is give us a call at Meldon Law, 1-800-373-8000. That's 1-800-373-8000. We have an answering service open 24/7. Our main office is open 8:30 to 5. We actually have people in our firm, and we offer free consultations in our office where you meet with a lawyer. If you want to come to Gainesville, you'll come meet with me. You ask for Carrie Meldon. You want to talk to me about your auto accident case, and we'll sit down and we'll have a discussion. We'll tell you what your options are, what you're looking at in the next few months, and you know what you can expect. I mean, a lot of the times people's lives are legitimately turned upside down, and I know you hear that. You hear that over and over and over again. I mean, you can't turn on the TV without seeing commercials, but the truth is, that you get one chance to pick a lawyer that's right for you, make sure you pick the right lawyer that's for you.
Well, and that's a good question. People are confused. Until they need a lawyer, they probably don't, unless they know someone, have not had conversations of how to choose one.
No.
And what, you know, so they may not even know what questions to ask or who to call. What kind of just basic advice should somebody think about before they call Meldon? Because it is, you look at the buses, you look at the TV commercials and all that kind of thing. It can be, that can add a stress to whatever they're dealing with to start with.
Well, look, lawyers are talented talkers, right? They'll tell you what you want to hear. What I would ask lawyers if I was looking for a lawyer is, you know, how do you handle your cases? You know, what do you expect to happen in our case? What can you tell me? And, you know, just see if they're telling if they're telling you things, then they should be able to back it up.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, if a lawyer is telling you, I don't know, then they're probably telling you the truth. Right.
Because that's versus pie in the sky.
Pie in the sky. Just so you can sign up for them. Sometimes lawyers will say anything to sign up the case. And then down the road, you know, they're just going to deal with the consequences. What I try to do sincerely is be honest, set reasonable expectations. Try to make sure that we're providing help to the client. You know, one of the things I've come back from South Florida, when I had the office in Fort Lauderdale, I moved back up to Gainesville, and I immediately decided to put some systems in place to try to ensure that as we grow, the communication that we're going to have with our clients is basically, well, not basically, the best in North Central Florida. So we have some systems that some other firms may not have. That allows us to be able to communicate with our client consistently. And when I say systems, it's not text or emails. It's people talking to
real
people.
Real people, yeah.
People
what
talking
concept,
to people. Yeah, what a concept.
Yeah.
Let's pick up the phone and talk to people,
exactly.
Right? But, you know, at the end of the day, there is nothing that we're going to tell. I'm not going to tell you something just to get your business. You know, in fact, I'd rather undersell and then over-deliver. We just had a video shoot with 9 former clients. And these clients were selected by our case managers. I didn't even know. I knew one of the clients that was going to be selected before they were interviewed. I mean, I knew all the clients, but I only knew one of them before they were in the studios. So they were interviewed by a third party, and their interviews were videotaped. And the third party, the person that did the interview, the producer, came up to me afterwards, and he says, "I was absolutely shocked about these interviews with your clients." I said, "Well, what shocked you?" And Harlan, the guy's name is Harlan Schillinger. He's pretty incredible if you look him up. He flew in from Arizona to do this for us. And he said, and Harlan says, "I've never seen anything like that before." I said, "Well, what are you talking about? You haven't seen anything like that before." He said, "Seven out of the nine clients that came in and spoke on your firm's behalf were effusive in their praise of your staff, and they all had lawyers that they had to fire before they hired Meldon Law. Seven out of the nine had prior law firms, big law firms,
wow,
that they had hired. They ended up firing them and then hiring us, and we were able to save the case. And it wasn't that we're brilliant lawyers. It's just the fact that we paid attention, listened. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, 90% of the problems you can solve simply by just sitting down and listening for a few minutes and hearing the client's story and allowing them to relay what's happening in their life. So on Friday, I spoke to my intake professional. We had three new cases from clients that had previous lawyers that wanted to fire their lawyer. And some of these cases were 1, 2, 3 years old.
Wow!
And so
just going nowhere. Do you think people, they don't even realize? And you've brought up something that I think is important. Just because you've set yourself up with someone, you've gotten connected to an attorney's office. If you don't feel confident going forward, or it's taking 1, 2, 3 years, and you're not even seeing any progress, mm-hmm, you're not locked in. You can look at options.
So the lawyers want to make you think that.
Right.
Okay, but we've actually gone against other law firms many times and won when they've tried to assert liens and do things. Which is sick, right?
Like, yeah, it is.
Like you don't. They're already
having trouble.
Right. They're in the worst. They're basically suffering the worst things that they ever had to suffer in their life. They sometimes don't have transportation. They have serious injuries. They're dealing with wage loss. Their life has been turned upside down. And then you're trying to assert a lien, but it usually in the state of Florida, it's very hard to do so. You have to show what's called quantum merit, which is the Latin phrase for what it's worth, is what it equates to. But basically, you have to show that whatever you're asking for in your fee is what it's worth. And those firms don't want to go before a judge because it's going to reveal how lazy and basically how negligent they were.
Right.
So we're able to stand up to them. We don't back down to bullies. But the point of the matter is that I always tell the clients that they're the captain steering the ship. You know, and that's how it is in the state of Florida. The client should, at least I've always read it. Now, some law firms will tell you differently, right? I always say the client steers the ship. And I always tell the client, if you don't feel comfortable with my representation, go get a second, third, fourth opinion.
Sure.
I know it's probably unpopular to say that, but I actually believe that because I feel so strongly in what I do. And I know that I may have a different opinion. I might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to make sure that me and the client have complete trust in one another.
Right.
And if that means them getting a second or third opinion and then them coming back to me and saying, "Kerry, you were right."
Yeah.
Then we're going to move forward together.
Right. Sounds good.
Yep.
Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community. Our Veterans Making a Difference program honors the over 20,000 veterans in North Central Florida. We're here for our veterans, our community, and we'll be there when you need someone on your side after a serious accident. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City.
Okay, we're here on the last segment. This is attorney Kerry Meldon with Law Talk Live. This is the last and final segment of this morning's show. We talked a little bit about what's going on in the community, about the Tom Petty Festival tonight at the Heartwood Soundstage. There's also right now a free, Jeffrey's about to host a free event over at the Matheson Museum, which is on University in downtown Gainesville. I'm actually going to play a golf tournament, I guess, this afternoon at 1. I haven't played golf in a while, but I'm playing today at 1 at the what's it called now? It's not Hale Plantation. It's Hawkstone, whatever it is. But it's in support of a great cause, which is Tyler's Hope fight against dystonia. So we got all that good stuff going on. We have not addressed the legal topic of this week yet, which we always make sure that we have at least one legal topic that we talk about. And this week's legal topic was, does refusing a search automatically make me guilty? I think most listeners out there know that, you know, just because you refuse a search doesn't mean that you're guilty. In fact, you know, one of the constitutional rights that every person who's a citizen of the United States has is the right against unreasonable searches and seizures. So if you get searched and you hire a lawyer and you challenge it in court, guess what? The state of Florida has to prove that the search was reasonable. The burden is on the state, not on the person being searched. So constitutional rights are the strongest protections that any citizen holds, especially the Bill of Rights, you know, the right to freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, the right against that you have against unreasonable searches and seizures. The Supreme Court and the courts in general try to protect these rights and try to make sure that these rights are not infringed upon, and therefore the burdens are shifted. And if you have a good lawyer who can research the case law and is able to determine what facts are relevant, you may be able to get the whole arrest thrown out if you are arrested, if the search was unreasonable. There's a doctrine in the law called fruit of the poisonous tree. It dates back to Adam and Eve, right? The old apple and the serpent. Right. And the fruit of the poisonous tree doctrine states that if the law enforcement officers collect evidence as a result from an illegal search, then the remedy is that if the court finds that the search was unreasonable, meaning it did not meet constitutional criteria, then all of that evidence is thrown out, even if that evidence is clearly incriminating.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, and so a lot of people out there are saying, well, why should a criminal walk away from a crime that they committed because the cops made some, you know, ministerial mistake? And the answer is it's not a ministerial mistake. It's like there's a slippery slope. If you start infringing on people's constitutional rights even a little bit, then it goes from a little bit to moderate to great. And then all of a sudden, we no longer have a democracy with constitutional protections. And so there is there's a reason that the officers, you know, have to abide by the same constitution that we have to abide by.
Right.
You know, officers, law enforcement officers, are given police powers through Article 3 of the Constitution. So they're given their powers by the Constitution, but we are given our rights by the Constitution. So we all play on the same playing field, and there's consequences to actions that infringe upon our rights, and those are the consequences. So if you are requested to get a search and you don't feel like they have a right, request that they get a warrant. And they can go and today it's easier than ever to get a judge to issue an electronic warrant. It's not that hard. And in terms of if the officers want to search you anyways, then call up a lawyer. Even if you have something on you that they may feel is incriminating, you may be able to get your arrest thrown out because the officers violated your constitutional rights. And that's really important because if the officers feel like they have something to lose, they're less likely to plant evidence and flaunt the laws because of some kind of power trip. I don't think that most law enforcement officers have power trips. I think most law enforcement officers are sincerely good people that try to do the right things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's bad apples in every bunch.
And everything. There's bad attorneys, bad law enforcement, bad doctors.
There's really terrible attorneys, but I don't want to get too much into the other people. I want to get in.
Right.
So in conclusion to the question that we had posed today, does refusing a search automatically make me guilty? The answer is unequivocally no.
Well, I think people feel intimidated anytime they're stopped by an officer because they're nervous whether they did anything right or wrong, that they're still scared about it. And they feel that they have to do everything that they are asked to do, and that's not always the case.
Do you know, that's a great point. You know, I've probably examined under oath over 1,000 law enforcement officers. I mean, I would,
wow.
maybe more. under oath, meaning I put them under oath and I have to ask them questions. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing, a lot of law enforcement officers don't like being put under oath and having to answer questions because they're usually the one asking the questions.
Exactly.
But I'm the question asker now, right? Like,
it's awkward.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm polite, but I'm firm mm-hmm. and I make sure I ask follow-up questions. I do that because the client is entitled to that protection, and I believe in my duty as a lawyer that my oath is to zealously advocate on behalf of my client. But even me, I was pulled over a couple of years ago mm-hmm. for speeding, and my leg was shaking. I'm like, "What the heck's going on?" You know,
exactly. I'm calling an attorney.
I know. I was like, "What the heck's going on? Why am I feeling nervous?" So it's almost like it's like going to like you know what they have like these scare things they have at Universal Walt Disney, mm-hmm. Hollow Scream and sure. Halloween Horror Nights, like or a scary movie. You know you're going to go. You know it's fake. You know it's fake. You know it's not real, but it still mm-hmm. scares you. So
yes, it does.
So that's kind of maybe the same mentality, and that causes. I mean, here's the thing: is when people are nervous, you think they're lying, right? Everyone does. If someone's acting nervous,
yes,
and has nervous twitches,
yes.
or is not looking you in the eye, or is not acting like we normally do, then it's easy to assume that the reason they're acting that way is because they're guilty.
Mm-hmm. And that may not be the case.
That may not be the case.
Right.
Right. Imagine, how bad would it be to lock up someone who's innocent? How bad would you feel?
Yeah.
You know? So anyways, I know we only have a minute left. I want to thank the listeners out there again. I know this is always a disjointed show. We're going to tighten it up a little bit. We like having Jeffrey in. Always, because he gives us the updates on what's going on in the community. I want to make sure that if anyone there has questions for me, my name is Kerry Meldon. I'm a lawyer with Meldon Law. You can reach us at 1-800-373-8000. That's 1-800-373-8000. We have an answering service 24/7, but our office hours are 8:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We have offices in Lake City, Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale. So we're all around the state. There's no excuse. If anything happens anywhere, give us a call. We'll walk you through it. We do free consultations, meaning that we don't charge you a dime to talk with you. So why not give us a call?
Is there a place that ahead of time, people, they don't have an issue right now, but a general question, can they submit questions somewhere
for
the show?
There's a chat box on our website. You can see it pop up as soon as you get on our website. And you can always give the studio a call at 1-877-975-9825. So once again, thank you for listening. And as always, we're going to do our outro, which is
Go Gators!